Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate, maybe feel encouraged by some gains that the Republican Party has made. Now, I'm not talking about any one Republican politician. I'm not talking about Mitt Romney versus Donald Trump versus Mitch McConnell versus Mike Pence, whoever you want to name. It's the Republican Party that has made gains, not over just 1 year, but over 10 years. And dramatic gains with Americans who are classified as blue collar. What does that mean? We will get to that with Governor Mike Huckabee coming right up, former governor of Arkansas, former presidential candidate, of course, twice. And he was actually the principal runner-up to John McCain for the Republican nomination for president in 2008. Anyway, we'll be speaking with Governor Huckabee. His daughter is running for governor of Arkansas, the place that Governor Huckabee held for 10 years. We'll talk about that and reactions to the passing of the late, great Rush Limbaugh and the Republican prospect for 2022 and more. On the matter of the Tiger Woods story, the story was reported incorrectly. It's not the first time that's happened with media. But the announcement that had actually been made by the L.A. Sheriff's Department had been that he was taken out of his car with the jaws of life, which is a very complicated, and he wasn't. He apparently was helped out of his car through the windshield. He was conscious the whole time. He was helped out of his car by some of the paramedics and then taken immediately to the hospital. He has apparently serious leg injuries. He never lost consciousness during his accident. And apparently his accident, he hit a sign and may have lost control of his car and then knocked down a couple of trees, and God willing, his surgery should go well. Apparently, he's undergoing surgery for leg injuries, but it looks like it may be less the cataclysmic kind of accident that people had heard about. He was traveling at 7:12 in the morning in the Palos Verdes area. Apparently, there are reports now he was on his way to the Palos Verdes. There's a country club down there that is just over the hill from the beautiful area that he was driving. We will bring you up to date when there is more. What's fascinating to me is that why do we care so much about Tiger Woods? Why do we care so much about sports heroes in general? And we do. There is a new book, and I'm eager to get hold of it. I just read a review in the Wall Street Journal, and it's a book by Larry Olmsted called Fans. And the subtitle is How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. Which I think is counterintuitive. A lot of people think, oh, well, if you watch sports, then you're a couch potato and you're just eating too many Cheetos and getting overweight and stationary. But that's not true, apparently. The whole theme of this book is that being a sports fan is good for you. In the review in the Journal, they write, people who support a sports team are on balance less depressed, less lonely, less angry, less tense, more extroverted, and more satisfied with their social lives. And this mental buoyancy is by no means the end of it. As Larry Olmsted explains, fans are also smarter, richer, more educated, and physically more active. And David Papineau, in a review, writes, by the end of the book, I was starting to feel sorry for all the poor saps who can't see the point of sport. How do they live? And basically what he's talking about is the kinds of bonds that people construct over favoring one sports team or another. The great thing about that is, despite the fact that the reviewer cites a couple of European examples, the reviewer is a professor at King's College at Oxford University. And or actually, no, it's at King's College at London, in London. But he refers to some European soccer rivalries that have turned violent or that mirror acts of war. And I know that there are very bitter rivalries, probably the most bitter in sports, the Yankees versus the Red Sox, right? But for goodness sake, I mean, that doesn't usually lead to riots or violence. I mean, especially with the Red Sox so uncompetitive recently. Don't mean to rub that in. But look, the idea of sports being an occasion for people to talk about something that is completely leveling, that it doesn't matter where you went to school, if you went to school, what you do for a living. People have opinions about, is Tom Brady the GOAT, the greatest of all time? People have opinions on who is likely to win the world championship. Will the Padres, with their acquisitions, and they've made a lot of them, give the Dodgers a run for the money? I mean, in the Western Division of the National League. All this stuff, it gives people an opportunity to connect. And even for people who watch golf and are deeply entranced by Tiger Woods, it's easy to see the point that's being made here. There is one sport, or one game at least, that has particularly grown during the pandemic. And partially it's because you can do it indoors, you can participate personally, and you can follow it. It's chess. There's a piece today called Chess King of Quarantine. And it starts out by describing a chess grandmaster named Hikaru Nakamura, who apparently has been a five-time U.S. chess champion. And Hikaru Nakamura has 800,000 followers who actually watch him play chess. Since March, chess.com, a social network and chess server website, I know Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, participates, has added an average of nearly 2 million new members every month. And over that time, it's hired approximately 120 employees. That is amazing. New users since 2020, 21.9 million to chess.com. The average number of new monthly players since the premiere of Queen's Gambit, which has clearly been a factor in all of this, it's 1.99 million, in other words, 2 million average new monthly players since the premiere of Queen's Gambit. Number of games played in just January 2021? This is an unbelievable number, 467 million. This is unreal. And it's kind of wonderful, because chess is one of those games that is completely international. I mean, obviously, there for years and years, Russians dominated chess. I think it's a Norwegian guy, Magnus Carlsen, who is now the international grand champion, or who knows, he may have retired. But all of this going on, chess moves, anticipating your opposition, that's politics. We'll talk to Governor Mike Huckabee, coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael MedVed Show.
even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There are some encouraging signs in Washington, D.C. that the legacy press, or the mainstream media, as you might want to call it, may be actually trying to do their job. There was a very, very aggressive questioning, which we'll play for you, of Joe Biden's State Department spokesman by a reporter from Associated Press, not Fox News. Associated Press went right after him. And then there's this piece from NBC about a poll that they conducted, which has nothing but good news for Republicans from NBC. They say data from the NBC News poll shows that the composition of the two major parties is changing. And one massive shift is coming in employment. The kinds of jobs Democrats and Republicans hold. There are signs across racial and ethnic demographic groups that Republicans are becoming the party of blue-collar Americans, and the change is happening quickly. According to their polling, white-collar workers haven't budged at all. Republicans have not lost white-collar workers, they haven't gained white-collar workers. But blue-collar workers have shifted massively. Democrats have lost 8 points, Republicans have gained 12 points. Okay, that's a total 20-point swing and an advantage to Republicans. It could help to explain why Republicans did so well in congressional races that not many people expected. In 2020, gained at least 12 seats in the House of Representatives. In the last decade, NBC reports, the percentage of blue-collar voters who call themselves Republicans has grown by 12 points. At the same time, the number in that group identifying as Democrats has declined by 8 points. Among white-collar voters, I just mentioned to you, the numbers remain stable. The blue-collar shift for the GOP has the potential to reshape the party, especially considering how far-reaching it is, even beyond the white, non-Hispanic voters who make up the overwhelming majority of Republicans. They mention that this has happened a little bit in the black community, but a great deal in the Latino community, which the Democrats have used as basically a firewall to protect their interests. The 13% net gain among Hispanic blue-collar voters is impressive, reports NBC. Even bigger than the growth Republicans had with blue-collar whites. And it definitely might be seen as a bright spot for the party as it tries to find a way to make inroads with that fast-growing ethnic group. For years, the assumption had been that the Democrats had an inside track to winning the Hispanic vote, but maybe that's less true than had been believed, especially among blue-collar Hispanics. And let me mention to you, we're going to have a chance to see how this holds up. I believe we are with a recall election in California. And think what an epic earthquake that would be for Republican prospects if we had a situation where Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, very liberal Democrat, presidential prospect, all of that, is recalled by the voters of that state and replaced, most likely, it would be by Kevin Faulkner, who is the former mayor of San Diego, who's going to be on the recall ballot if there is a recall ballot. We'll find out within We'll find out within a couple of weeks whether they verify the signatures and whether we go forward. I'm eager to speak about this poll about the shift of blue-collar workers because this is one of those things that Mike Huckabee always emphasized. Mike Huckabee didn't go to Yale or Harvard. He went to Ouachita Bible College. He is, of course, a former Bible pastor. I remember that when he was running for president, he used to talk about he grew up in a home where you use lava soap to get the dirt off your hands because you work getting your hands dirty. And as he said, and this goes back 12 years ago to when he was running for president the first time he ran for president in 2008, he would talk about how that was the future of the Republican Party. The future of the Republican Party was connecting with working people, not trying to stitch together some kind of combination of suburbanites and big business types. And by the way, that is not to say that suburban voters should be inaccessible to Republicans, especially on issues like taxation and the economy, which were issues that generally worked for Republicans in the last couple of elections, those are still voting groups that Republicans should target. The whole point being that you want as big a tent as you can possibly find. In any event, Governor Huckabee is going to be joining us next hour. Not this hour, and we will look forward to speaking with him. His latest tweet, Dems want to spend $1.9 trillion. Biden said in order to grow economy a year or two, three, and four down line, we can't spend too much. Now is the time we should be spending. Now is the time to go big, unquote. And then Governor Huckabee comments, Dr. Fauci should have told us the cure for COVID was pork. I'd eaten more barbecue last year. Governor Huckabee always noted for a sense of humor. I mentioned an interchange with a spokesman for the State Department. And the spokesman for the State Department is named Ned Price. And he was talking about the Biden administration placing sanctions on Russia and going after Russia and trying to stop their pipeline that they were building into Europe. And he seemed to claim a lot of credit for the Biden administration for policies that had actually been initiated under Trump. Listen to the way the AP reporter, whose name is Matt Lee, actually goes after him. This is clip 10.
Our strategy, including the legislative strategy, the strategy that, of course, Congress has been behind, has been working to good effect. So we'll continue to work closely with Germany. We'll continue to work closely with our other allies and partners in Europe to uphold Europe's own stated energy security goals.
Claim credit for the 18 companies winding down. All of this work was done under the previous administration. You guys have only been in month for,
Matt,
I mean, only been in office for a month, right? Are you telling me that in the last 4 weeks, these 18 companies all of a sudden decided to say, oh my God, we better not do anything with
this? I am speaking for the
all of that. You guys are taking credit for stuff that the previous administration did. Right?
I am not.
No?
I am
yes
speaking
no?
for the Department of State.
Okay.
The people who have been working this.
Okay.
The people who are working this now were the same people a month ago, or the same people
3 months ago.
Touche, an Associated Press reporter taking on a State Department spokesman. We'll be right back.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the House will be working on the newest stimulus bill later this week.
Democrats will not wait to move forward with the American Rescue Plan and taking the next important step in getting our country back to normal.
Schumer saying they would prefer to move forward with bipartisan support, but most Republicans are not happy with the $2 trillion price tag. The hearings are continuing on Capitol Hill to fill President Biden's cabinet. Former California Attorney General Javier Becerra is Biden's pick to lead the Health and Human Services. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is no fan of Becerra.
Mr. Becerra has no particular experience or expertise in health. His chief passion project in California seemed to be using the force of the government to attack Americans' religious liberty.
USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And thinking of Tiger Woods, wishing him speedy recovery, and hope that we get more good news to bring to you about him surviving his accident this morning. Tiger Woods described himself once famously, when he was asked about his ethnicity, as Cablanasian. Now, that's kind of a made-up word, but it comes from Cablanasian, Caucasian, Black, and Asian. There's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's more and more what America is, and why the people who want to classify everyone in racial boxes are so obnoxious and so much against the realities of American life today, where there are literally tens and tens of millions of mixed race families. We know lots of them, so do you. I mean, particularly if you accept the ridiculous premise that being Hispanic is a separate race, then you're talking about a very, very high number of American families, certainly close to a fourth, where you have immediate family members, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, people who are racially different. And that's why there's this column today by William McGurn is terrific in the Wall Street Journal. And he starts out by attacking the North Thurston Public Schools, right here in Lacey, Washington, down in Thurston County. And he says they made headlines a couple of weeks ago when they had an equity report that classified Asian Americans with whites and separated Asian Americans from students of color. Now, that includes Asian Americans who are Indian American, like Kamala Harris is. That's another example of someone of prominent mixed race background. Okay, how is somebody from India, not a person of color? Well, he asks a question. He says, to normal Americans, it makes no sense. How are Asian Americans not people of color? But give the North Thurston folks credit for following progressive logic to its ridiculous conclusion. Modern progressive theory more or less divides the nation between the oppressors, defined as whites, and the unfortunate oppressed, defined as everyone else. In this framework, achieving success puts you on the side of the oppressors, and thus makes you white, or white adjacent, even if your family came from China, or India, or the Philippines, Japan, Korea, you name it. Quote, Asian Americans are caught in a bind, condemn the system of white supremacy and privilege along with other people of color, or be banished from the victim group as white adjacent. So says Wenyuan Wu, who is executive director of Californians for Equal Rights. They were one of the groups that was fighting for keeping California's ban on giving people special advantages based upon their color, their ethnic background. Asians just wanted to compete fairly, without prejudice. The end goal here, says Mr. Wu, is to put people against each other as if our hyphenated identities are bigger than our common destiny as Americans. The principal reason for this is the fact of Asian American achievement, writes Bill McGurn. This is an embarrassment to progressives because it undermines the claim that structural racism dooms non-white citizens in the margins of the American dream. In 2019, Bill de Blasio's School Diversity Advisory Group reported that though Asians are only 17% of New York's kindergarten population, they account for 42%, in other words, more than double, nearly triple, of the number of gifted and talented seats that are available in special programs in New York City. Plainly, the mayor's success reckons, no matter how qualified they are. The mayor has also tried to abolish the entrance exam for the city's high-performing high schools, where Asian American students, again, are overrepresented. And the progressive war on merit is by no means confined to New York. San Francisco's renowned Lowell High School abolished its own merit-based admissions this month, again, in large part because a student body selected by merit will have too many Asian Americans and too few students from other minority groups. Isn't it ridiculous to say that Asian Americans are, quote, white adjacent, or should be classified together with whites simply because they do well in school? They're doing well economically? What do progressives say to a Chinese American or Indian American when she realizes their ideology means her children will be held to higher standards to get into college simply because of their race? So asks Wei Hua Qin, who is a charter president of the Chinese American Citizens Alliance of Greater New York. Should she really have to tell her children they must just accept that because of their race, that they will have to work harder to get the same opportunities as others? And accept this new racism as the price of a woke America? Look, it's a good question. And I'll tell you what else is a good question. Is the people who support this ridiculous idea that Asian Americans are too successful for their own good are almost entirely on the left. And yet, in the last election, the same kind of gains that President Trump made with Hispanics, he did not make with Asian Americans. And this is another target group that I do believe that Republicans should basically work on reaching. And speaking of Asian Americans, one of the most prominent Asian Americans is Andrew Yang, who is, according to all the polls, the front runner to become mayor of New York City. He just made a statement that sounds almost conservative. No, it sounds shockingly conservative and even kind of reasonable. What did he say? He said that we shouldn't necessarily give preference to secular education over religious education. Really? And it turns out Andrew Yang says that he grew up studying the Bible in public school, and he's grateful for it. So we will cover that story, and then a dispute involving religious education that actually conflicts with science. Where? Not here in the United States. It's in India, and where they have actually sort of replaced science with basically very admiring but very unreliable academic studies regarding cows. We will get to that question as well. And then to the very latest from the Supreme Court, where a series of decisions went against the Trump administration and its continued legal struggles. We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVed.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, the exact quote from a mayoral candidate, former presidential candidate, the front runner for mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, not running. But Andrew Yang said, I do not see why we sometimes are prioritizing secular over faith-based learning. Does that get him in trouble with his liberal base? We will get to that in just a moment. Let me go to Daryl in Sammamish, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm well.
Just a couple of things. I'm a black man. Our family is very successful. We have something called black privilege. That means I saw my mother and father work very hard to be successful people. They instilled in me that opportunity and perseverance and work ethic. I've lived in China for 10 years, Michael. I know what the Chinese do in terms of insisting that their kids strive for excellence. I do the same thing with mine. And the problem that I see in our culture, number one, the nullification of the Christian white male, that's the intent. And any of my white brothers and sisters that don't think that, they need to look more carefully at what's happening in our society. Number two, the indigenous marginalized populations, those are not black people. Those are Mexican, because they already have us. We voted for degradation in our own communities for the last 50 years. What have we received from welfare? Abortion, no father in the house, no education, no opportunity to move up the ladder financially, spiritually, emotionally. We've been downgraded to whining, crying, looking for handouts, accepting the Democrats in terms of their mantra of "you can't do it." That's all I hear from the Democrats. You can't do it. But the Republicans are just as worse, because they don't go into the reach out for people like myself, professionals. We look at each other and go, what are the Republicans going to do with people who are successful minorities? How can those successful minorities go into the neighborhoods as ambassadors and say, listen, I did it, you can do it? They don't do that. And therein lies the biggest problem. We're not going to be successful as a party unless we have ambassadors like myself that actually know how to run a business, that can give people good examples of what it takes to be a successful person, don't have kids out of wedlock, have good parents, insist on excellence. period. That's what we strive for. So when you don't hit go ahead, Michael.
Sure. What you're bringing up brings back a study that was actually done 30 years ago by a woman named Isabel Sawhill, who's not a conservative. She's a big liberal. She worked at the Brookings Institution. And she did this amazing study that showed there are three things, and if you do all three, the chances are almost zero. They're less than 2% that you will ever live in poverty over the age of 25. And those three things are graduate from high school, not college, high school. Number two, not have children out of wedlock, as you mentioned. And number three, never allow yourself more than 2 months of unemployment. In other words, if you lose a job, you get another job. And it sounds like your parents understood that in the way they raised you.
I will say this, and when I say I have black privilege, that simply means my parents insisted on work. If you're able-bodied, you will work in this house. You will dig a ditch. You will do something. You will be productive in order for you to be able to survive on your own. And what do we hear from mainly a lot of white liberals is you can't do it on your own. You can't. And you look around, that's why you see such hatred for Chinese and Indians. You see such hatred for those kind of people because they train their kids to be successful. They train their kids
what you're saying, Daryl, your call is terrific, and I appreciate it, and I very much appreciate your calling and your listening. But, of course, you're spot on. When people look at Asians, most Americans don't know the history of racism that Asians experience. Maybe people know something about the Japanese Americans being interned during World War II. But before that, it was impossible for people from Asian countries to get American citizenship. They were excluded from it. We had the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, where literally we weren't accepting any immigrants from China. And it's not so easy when you're across the Pacific Ocean to just come across a border, whether you're authorized or not. That wasn't an issue. And the truth of the matter is, what you're talking about, family, work, goals, and optimism, those are enormously important factors. Let me go to this story about Andrew Yang, because it's kind of fascinating. There's a big issue in New York based upon a report that de Blasio commissioned, and it's not a secret. De Blasio, who relies a great deal on Jewish liberal support in New York City, has been at war with a growing segment of the Jewish community, which is the Orthodox Jewish community, and particularly what people call the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, the Haredi community, the Hasidic community, which is largely in Brooklyn and some in Queens, and some now even in Manhattan. But in any event, de Blasio released a report that said that the vast majority of yeshivas that were visited by city officials were not meeting state standards on secular education. And yeshivas are Jewish day schools, Jewish parochial schools that concentrate on religious study. And some of them do. It's true. Some of them have very attenuated segments on secular culture, and which includes, in their point of view, mathematics, though there's nothing secular or religious about mathematics. It includes mathematics and American history and other things, even English. Some mayoral candidates have said they would take steps to ensure that every New York City child receives a sound secular education in accordance with state law. In other words, busting some of these yeshivas that emphasize only religion. And Mr. Yang, in a forum, said the following: "I do not think we should be prescribing a curriculum unless the curriculum can be demonstrated to have improved impact on people's career trajectories and prospects afterward, Mr. Yang said. Then he pivoted to a discussion about his own experience in high school, during which he spent a month reading the Bible as literature. If it was good enough for my public school, I do not see why we are somehow prioritizing secular over faith-based learning, Mr. Yang said. His response startled many education leaders in New York, including Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. She was moderating the forum. She said, Andrew Yang, better is better than this, she said. Regardless of who the child is, she added, they have a right to dream their dreams and achieve them. And that means they have to have in New York State a sound basic education. Now, part of the problem is, how do you define a sound basic education? I think people could agree on defining you need to know the basics of reading and writing, obviously. In English, you need to know the very basics about the American Constitution and how our government works and the history of our country. I believe that a lot of the hostility that is turned on the yeshivas, and by the way, some of the finest schools in New York City, and in fact in the country, parochial schools, are Jewish secondary schools. And I know all about them. But for goodness sake, the idea that Andrew Yang is now getting blowback because he is defending this little corner of religious liberty is just one of those contradictions. I will explore more contradictions, controversies, and signs of hope coming up with more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.